It's the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. As of yesterday, winter is officially upon us. We thought that presented a great opportunity to remember those sunny, sweaty days of summer by revisiting our travelogue across the Illinois State Fairgrounds. We're beginning our journey in the Village of Cultures, formerly known as Ethnic Village, here on the fairgrounds. They made a decision to make that name a little more relevant to the modern times a few years ago. So let's take a look and see what's here to listen to and eat.
Hi, my name's Brian Mackey. I'm with a radio show called The 21st Show. We're on public radio stations across Illinois. I was just wondering if I could talk to you about who you are and what you have to offer at the fair this year.
Okay, so we have a delicious menu. I think the most popular and commonly is like the tacos, which is a very traditional Mexican dish.
Sure.
And then it's very traditional. I make my homemade sauces, fresh made every day.
Who are you? Where are you from?
I'm from Peoria, Illinois. My name is Tanya, and I'm just in charge of the booth.
How long have you been coming here?
This is my second year, yes.
Okay. What's the best thing to order on your menu?
The burrito.
Burrito. Oh man, we all had lunch a little while ago. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
And that was the Mexican booth in the Village of Cultures here in Illinois. All right, at the Illinois State Fair.
Isaac Cherry and
I'm Jerry Rabushka.
We are Cherry and Jerry.
Cherry and Jerry. What are Cherry and Jerry?
Well, I play cajon, or the box that most people see. They call it a box. I play percussion, and Jerry.
I play piano, and we specialize in 1900 through 1920. So we do ragtime, early blues, old jazz tunes.
Where do you perform? Where are you based out of normally?
St. Louis.
Have you been to the fair before?
Never been to this fair.
I was here when I was younger, but this is our first performance, so
it's amazing. It's like, I like being in a casino, like, you know, it's like so much going on. I'm just like, oh my God, you have to feel good. You can't feel bad here. I don't know how you can feel bad. It's hard.
What drew you to performing at the fair?
I don't know. You get a good representation of, like, we tour a lot, so you get a good representation of the whole state instead of touring the whole state trying to figure out the culture of each town based on their followers or their founders, you know, because every town's different based on their founders. And so, like, coming here, you get to get the whole Illinois. We tour, we play all over Illinois. Quincy, the Big River Steampunk Festival, we play a lot of steampunk events and stuff, so we get to see Hannibal, Quincy, all over.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank y'all. Jeez. See you soon. Thank you.
Bye. This is new here this year, right?
First year here. We are the giant dinosaurs, obviously brought here for guests to come through. It's $10 per person. It's a self-guided walking tour where you will see our dinosaurs. There are educational plaques and signage that you can read. Our dinosaurs move. They make noise. They breathe. They are amazing.
Do you travel the country with this?
Our dinosaurs travel all over the country, yes.
Where have you been so far this year?
I am actually new. This is my first project with this one.
Fair enough. How are you finding the Illinois State Fair then?
Love it. The fair is awesome. The fair has been absolutely awesome. It is actually, it's much larger than I expected, and it's been great. The weather's wonderful. Guests are so very friendly and kind. So we've had a great time.
Oh, that is weird. What is that? I've never seen a furry dinosaur. Can I ask your name?
Hallie,
all right. And?
Harper.
Hallie and Harper, lovely names. What do you think of these dinosaurs? Do they look realistic to you?
Some of them. Some of them have little rips in them.
Little rips in them? Those are big teeth. Does that look frightening at all?
No. They're circles, they can't hurt me.
Would you recommend to other kids, like your school friends, that they come see this dinosaur exhibit?
Yeah.
What do you like about it?
Well, they can teach you some stuff about dinosaurs they haven't learned yet.
Yeah. What's your favorite part of the fair?
The rides.
Rides. Yeah, I don't blame you. Rides are where it's at. All right, thanks so much. Have fun at the fair. All right, next to the Village of Cultures, they've got bumper cars. This is in the kids, what do they call this? The Adventure Land, kind of the kids section, kids rides. And we're here in a roller coaster now.
My name is Fred, and I'm the day supervisor here at the Big Slide. The slide was sold to Doug Knight of the Knight's Action Park. He bought it to keep the slide here at the Illinois State Fair.
Sure. What's the Illinois State Fair without the giant slide? Do you still get the governor out here? Have you seen Governor Pritzker?
The first day they did the ribbon cutting, one of the candidates for governor, we had him woohooing on the way down.
I wonder. You know, I remember Jim Thompson used to take the slide, famously. You haven't seen Governor Pritzker take the slide, though.
No, he didn't, but his opponents did.
Senator Bailey. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Good job.
All right, we are just entered the high dive area. It's a Wild West theme show this year. Trying to work my way around the tank so I can read the full name, the Wild West Splashtacular.
I'm Josh Cassio. I'm from San Antonio, Texas.
How did you get into this?
I started in high school, freshman year, and just picked up on it pretty naturally. And ever since then, I've been diving. And a couple years later, I got into this, basically.
So what do you do? What does your summer look like?
It's very packed. You know, we're going from fair to fair. We have a theme park in Alabama as well. We do a lot of theme park stuff and constantly busy, yeah, always on the move.
Do you have any fear when you're up there? I mean, it kind of seems insane to those of us who don't this.
Definitely. I'm always aware when I'm up there. I'm in control always, but I'm always aware of the danger, that's for sure, yeah.
I bet this is an interesting conversation starter in bars, yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's a very small group, diving in general. You know, there's only about a couple hundred people around the world that do this stuff, especially, you know, who have the guts to go off and jump from 80 feet in the air, you know. But yeah, so it's a very small community, yeah.
80 feet, that's insane.
Yeah, hitting that water at 55 miles an hour. So if you're not ready for the impact, your body's definitely gonna feel it.
Well, thanks for your time.
No worries, thank you so much. Have a good one, guys.
All right, we're at the Sky Glide now, heading over the Illinois State Fairgrounds. What do you think of the view?
It's fantastic.
Not from here, but.
soon enough. All right, they're on their way up. Let's talk to some people who've just come off the Sky Glide. How you doing? Public Radio, what do you think of the view?
The view is beautiful. I didn't realize it was this big over here.
We were talking to people coming across overhead on the Sky Glide. How you doing? Public Radio, what do you think of the view?
It's awesome.
All right, we need something better to ask them. Let's brainstorm a better question here. I got it. How you doing? What's the best fair food? Favorite fair?
Corn dogs and lemonade shakeups.
Oh, perfect. Good advice. All right. That is the news from the Sky Glider at the Illinois State Fairgrounds.
Really quick, could you tell me what a group of pandas is called without using your phone?
Make sure. Ask me that again.
Can you tell me what a group of pandas is called without using your phone?
I don't think I can. It's not like a herd or something?
No. It's actually an embarrassment.
I love that. An embarrassment of pandas. What's your name?
Drake Holdren.
Where are you from, Drake?
Only Illinois.
Only Illinois. All right. What's your favorite part of the fair?
I would have to say the rock and roll ride.
The rock and roll ride. Is that on the big midway?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Well, good talking to you. Enjoy your day at the fair. Thanks. All right. We're walking into the FFA Barnyard, Future Farmers of America. So I'm Brian Maggie. Who are you? Where are you from?
I'm Thad Burschneider from the Franklin FFA chapter, and I'm Section 14 president, and so I'm here with my other section presidents.
I'm Madeline Bremer. I'm from the Dietrich FFA chapter. I'm the Section 20 president.
Where's that located?
So it's just south of Effingham, Illinois.
Okay. How long have you been coming to the fair?
This is actually my first year, so I'm just here at the FFA for the first time.
No kidding. How about you?
Well, I wouldn't say that I'm a constant fairgoer, but I've been here a lot with 4-H projects and just coming for fun. So it's a time of year that I really, really enjoy.
So you're here, and tell me about where we are now for people listening on the radio.
So we are in the FFA barnyard. We have some sheep, goats, we have a little calf just over a month old, and we have a couple baby pigs and some rabbits. And we line them up, and we have a bunch of people coming through here all the time to come pet the animals and talk to us about agriculture.
What's the most interesting question you've gotten so far?
I actually brought the calf. The calf is mine. And I had someone ask if it was supposed to be that skinny. And it's just funny to me because, you know, I'm used to that, but a lot of people don't know that, you know, that's just the breed, you know. It's normal for them to look like that. So.
Is that insulting to ask if your calf is skinny?
No, I don't find it insulting. You know, you know, sometimes you just realize, you know, they really don't know, so.
Tell me about your calf.
So my calf, his name is Bo. He's a Holstein, just over a month old. He came from a dairy farm, and I'm going to raise him on the feedlot.
Do you have any animals here?
I don't have any animals, but back to the interesting question, I had one that popped into my mind pretty quick. I was over by the goats like we are now, and I got asked if the goat was a cow. So, you know, at the very least, I'm going to be able to say that, you know, this week or these couple days, I got to teach a kid that a goat is, in fact, not a cow, but it's a goat. So I feel like I've educated at least one person.
Maybe another future farmer of America.
Who knows?
I was holding a rabbit earlier, and it was just a little kid, but he asked me if it was real, so yeah, I kind of let him know that it was a real rabbit that I was holding, so that was interesting.
Thanks so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Howdy.
Hi, I'm Brian Mackey with Illinois Public Media. Can I ask, say again?
Why?
Yeah, exactly. Can I ask who you are and what brings you here today?
This is Abraham Lincoln, and I've been invited here by this very nice lady, Sarah Watson.
Can I ask, what is your hometown in Illinois?
Springfield, Illinois.
All right, so we're here in your hometown. What do you make of the Illinois State Fair?
Well, it's changed quite a bit. In my day, the State Fair for many years moved from town to town, and it wasn't until sometime later that it ended up settling down here permanently, but I like what you all have done with the place.
What's the strangest thing someone has asked you standing here on the main avenue of the fairground?
Well, the strangest thing anybody has ever actually asked me is, Mr. President, what did you do after your presidency?
Yikes.
Yeah, there was an awkward moment there.
I can imagine. Other than the play, other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the play? All right. Thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome. Enjoy the fair yourself.
You as well. All right, so I'm struck. Some of you might, I don't know who remembers this other than me, but Bill Engvall, the stand-up comedian, had a bit in the 90s where he talked about state fairs or fairs, county fairs, and hot tub sales.
Now they're selling spas at the fair. When did that become an impulse buy? What are you at the fair? Well, we've had a good day at the fair. What the hell? Let's get a spa.
I, too, have also been intrigued by that. We're standing here at, I can see at least two, maybe three different hot tub vendors here at the fairgrounds. Let's see what the deal with this is.
My name's Cassandra Bush, and we are from Backyard Leisure.
What are you doing here at the fair?
Well, we have several hot tubs set up. I have two saltwater tubs set up, one for a 3-person, one for a 7-person, and I have this amazing 20-foot endless pool set up.
This is incredible. It's like the size, for our listeners, like the size of an RV. This would go in someone's backyard.
Absolutely. All you need is a good base, and you can get in both. So one side is 102 degrees, the other side is 85 degrees.
What is it with, I've been marveling at the sales of, what is it about state fairs and county fairs and hot tub sales? Like, where does that connection come from?
Well, so the state fair allows us to order in truckloads, where normally we would order either in half truckloads or whatnot, so we pass that savings on to the consumer.
So how many do you sell them all?
I try to.
Yeah.
So we usually sell 20 to 25 at the fair.
All right, well, fascinating. Thanks so much for your time.
You're welcome, thank you.
Is this safe? Is it safe to be standing here right now? All right, let's get into this. That is all the time we have for our show today. Before we go, I want to make a pitch for joining our texting group. Send the word TALK to 217-803-0730. Again, the word is talk, 217-803-0730. Oh my God, we are standing under the freak out. I'm beginning to freak out a little bit. The 21st show is produced by
Jose Zepeda
and
Christine Hatfield.
Also Aiden Choate. Our intern is Zainab Qureshi. Technical direction and engineering from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. The 21st show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening from the Illinois State Fairgrounds. We'll talk with you again tomorrow.